I'm back. Whoa! What's the big idea? Don't be so rough. Relax, I just left for a little while. No one saw me, let alone recognized me. It's okay. Yes, I promise. I didn't even go into town. I just went to forage some fruit from the native trees. Literally, they grow right around this village. See? I brought some back. I was hungry, and I figured that you'd be hungry, too. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to freak you out. You were just gone on patrol, and I figured I'd be back before you. I honestly didn't think it would scare you so much if I was gone for just a few moments. I know. But you don't have to worry. The Empress will have her lackeys searching for me in the capital city. Or one of the larger settlements, at the very least. She would never expect me to be hiding out in one of the poorer regions. Shh, come here, it's okay. I'm sorry I did that. It was thoughtless. You rescued me from that terrible place. From the awful life that awaited me. Here, let's sit down on the bed. Just for a bit. Breathe. Everything is okay. No, don't be sorry. It's really sweet that you were so concerned about me. Honestly, I haven't had, anyone care about me like this before. At least, not in a very long time. Here, have some fruit. You need to eat. And these are really tasty. Trust me. Yeah. I used to go out and pick these almost every day when I was younger, before all of this happened. I can't even remember how many times I got chased away by the angry farmers when I snuck into their orchards, only for them to catch me and realize that I was the crown princess of all people, and I would watch the blood drain from their face. I was such a cheeky young thing back then. Oh, and don't worry, my parents always paid back a lot of gold from the people I stole from, so it's morally okay, I guess. I'm not sure. I miss those days, though. Well, I'm sure you can piece together the rest of the story. The Empress and her armies rolled over the land like a violent shadow, ravaging the land and conquering us all in the span of a month. I was captured and locked up in the palace, only keeping my title as princess so I could be used as a bargaining chip and traded off for money or power. It's funny how quickly, everything around you can be destroyed and wiped out in an instant. But at least the trees have started growing back. It's comforting knowing the land will always heal and return, even after the terrible ones among us are gone. Wow, I am being such a downer right now, aren't I? Sorry. What? No. Don't apologize. You didn't do any of this. Just because you were a knight under her command doesn't mean that you bear the blame for any of this. And you saved me. I was alone, terrified, and there you were, practically kicking down my dungeon door to rescue me. You know, I used to dream of a hero coming to my aid, saving me from my terrible life. I never imagined that it could become a reality. Not until you came along. And you didn't just rescue me from that palace. You gave me hope for a better life. And that means more to me than words could ever describe. So, let me try with more than words. Sorry, I should have asked permission first, but... same way. I was afraid. It didn't seem very ladylike of me to come on too strong. But the way that you looked at me when I came back here, I could see how much you cared. And I want to show you how much I care about you too. Lay back. I want to show you just how thankful I am. How grateful I am. What does it look like? You rescued me from the Empress's grip, so I'm returning the favor. We'll take each other's virginity. I can't think of a better way to express my gratitude. Oh, that's true. Ravenel Knights lose their virginity as part of their initiation process, which is perfect, because you, sir, are not a knight yet. Oh, sweetie, don't be shy. I knew you were only a squire as soon as you came to my prison and freed me. I mean, the lack of armor, no signet ring, and, well, you seemed a touch too nervous and inexperienced to be a knight. Shh, I get it. I'm not upset that you lied. Honestly, I thought it was kind of sweet that you were trying to impress me. But I don't care about your status, your rank, or your occupation. None of that matters to me. You are a good person with a kind heart. That's all I've ever cared about. You were scared that you weren't good enough for me. That's ridiculous. You saved my life. And not only that, but I'm a princess in name only. I'm a citizen of a fallen kingdom and an heir to nothing. I have no throne, no power, no control. Just my name and this little crown. And now, I have you too. My hero. And you're all that I need. Whether you're a knight, a squire, or whatever those soldiers are called that just wave the flag. You mean more to me than any title ever could. Now, if you would kindly stop making me fall in love with you, I have a reward to bestow upon you. Take my dress off while I remove your clothes. I want to see the body of my brave hero. Running my fingers down your bare chest. Holding you close while you kiss me. Yes, I want this. I want this so badly. More than anything, I don't care if we come from different walks of life. I care about you. I want you. Let me show you how much I want you. Lie down on the bed. Let me get on top of you. There. Are you ready? Nia, look at my eyes while I secret inside me. The first person to put his manhood inside of me. And I'm so happy that it's you. Oh, goodness. Just like that. Oh my gosh. Hold me tighter, please. Don't ever let me go. Oh gosh. I heard that sex was amazing, but I was not expecting it to be this good. Does this feel good for you too? Yeah. Oh, good. This is the greatest day of my life. My sweet, sweet, sweet rescuer. Free to show you how I feel. To say thank you in my special way. No, you risked everything for me. And I'll risk everything for you. I choose you in every single way. To love and cherish. And so we can live happily ever after. Forever. Oh my goodness. Sex is a lot more exhausting than I expected. I want to keep going, but I'm so weak. It feels so good. You want to get on top? I thought that you would be too exhausted after helping me and, well, I wanted to show you, but I suppose that holding my naked body and having sex with me is granting you more energy. I suppose that makes sense. Well, show me what you've got, my dear knight.
Well, I guess you really do have a lot of energy. Yes, just like that. Oh my goodness. Yes, just like that. Keep going, my knight. Please don't stop. That feels incredible. Please hold me tight. Hold me tighter as you make love to me. Yes, I'm yours in any and all ways that you want. Yes. Forever. Just like that. It feels incredible. I wasn't even aware that I could feel like this. My prince. My love. My perfect, perfect man. Yes. Come inside me, please. Come deep inside me. Release it all. Deep inside me, my love. Yes. I want this. I want you to bring me. I want to be yours. Forever and ever and ever. Plant your seed. I want it so bad. I love you. 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 Of course I meant it. I love you. And I always will. Now and for eternity. Oh, honey. You really are so sweet. And I can't wait to be with you forever. I don't care where we go or how far we travel. As long as I'm with you, I know everything will be okay. And tomorrow, we'll get out of the Raven territories, out of the Empress's reach, and we can officially start our life. And I can't wait to wake up next to someone I love every single day, forever. And then who knows, maybe it won't just be the two of us. And given how deep inside me you've planted your seed. Well, whatever happens, we'll face it together, won't we? I'm quite tired. I've never felt anything as exceptional as you coming deep inside of me. Oh, I think we should get some sleep. We'll want to get a move on before sunrise. That way we'll be harder to spot. Good night, darling. Sweet dreams. And not that I need to say this, but I want to make sure that you know. And I'm glad that you were my first. And even more glad that you'll be my last. I love you so much. Mm-hmm.